This is Ted Kennedy. Congress failed to override President Bush's unfair veto of the minimum wage, but we'll try again with a second bill. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the House of Representatives came within a few votes of the two-thirds majority needed to override President Bush's veto of the minimum wage. The president offered to sign a bill to increase it to $4.25 an hour, but that's too little. The minimum wage hasn't gone up in 8 years. What the president wants isn't even enough to offset inflation. The president also wants no increase for workers during their first 6 months on the job. He calls it a training wage, but it's really a Trojan horse. It will unfairly deny the increase to millions of workers who deserve it. Name me a minimum wage job, Al, that takes 6 months to learn. Join us on a compromise, Al. This time, with your help instead of opposition, we can persuade the president to sign a fair increase.
What's that I hear, Ted? Compromise? Fairness? Is your unproductive stonewalling and stubbornness giving way to reason? Is that dazzling man of the people image getting a wee tarnished? The president's offer of a minimum wage increase was a compromise package from the start. It still is. You and your liberal cronies were the ornery and stubborn bunch. You wouldn't budge an inch, and you didn't help a soul. And now you want a bargain? Nice to see you finally rolled out of bed. You bet. I'll urge him to sign a bill that's realistic, and it will include a training wage that really does help young people who have little or no skills. Without it, labor costs rise and employers hire fewer workers, Ted, and the young and unskilled workers are the first ones on the chopping block. I don't want to see that axe fall, Ted, and I don't think you really do either. Let's do something honest and fair and send the president a bill he can sign with pride. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.